WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With a week to go until the election, 86% of registered voters say they are prepared to accept the outcome of the election next week as legitimate, regardless of who they support. One of Donald Trump's most trusted allies, Steve Bannon, is out of prison. He was released this morning, having served more than 4 months for refusing to testify before Congress about January 6th.
Bannon surrendered July 1st at the low-security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut. He was defiant, said he was proud to go to prison, accused President Biden, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, Attorney General Merrick Garland, and the Justice Department of tyranny. Bannon is expected to make remarks Tuesday afternoon in New York. ABC's Jonathan Carl, who's extensively covered Donald Trump, says there's no other advisor more influential.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson, Vice President Harris will present her campaign's closing argument from the Ellipse near the White House today. It's the same site where Trump encouraged his supporters to march to the Capitol on January 6th. Dodgers ahead of the Yankees 3-0 in the World Series. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayllon. Voters in some Wisconsin school districts are facing big funding requests on their ballots. State Department of Public Instruction data indicates at least 121 districts putting referendum questions before voters. That includes some with more than one on the same ballot. Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz made two stops in the battleground state of Wisconsin Monday, first in Manitowoc, then in Waukesha. During his stop in Manitowoc, Walz says the Harris-Walz ticket seeks to double the number of job training opportunities by the end of their first term. And if you need assistance with energy or heating bills, the Wisconsin Public Service Commission encourages you to act now before the disconnection moratorium kicks in. Customers should contact their utility provider before November 1st to make a payment or arrange a payment plan. There's more information on the PSC website. Ted Ayllon, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with record to near-record highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. The wind out of the south gusting to 30 to 40. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 77 with some scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow. Into tomorrow night, the rain could be heavy too with a half inch or more possible. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Graham with you. 7:06 on Tuesday morning. It is a beautiful morning outside for October. A little surprised when I walked out there and I could be out there in shorts and a t-shirt this morning. You know, you can't beat that in October. We know it's going to cool down at some point, but hey, let's enjoy it while we can. A little bit of gusty winds today, and we obviously are keeping an eye on the weather for tomorrow night. I'll keep an eye on that. If we do need to break in tomorrow night, we definitely will do that. We'll talk about that shortly. Here are the Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls on Max FM.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable. Kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around. Running down underground to a dive bar.
In West End Town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. In West End Town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls.
West End girls. Too many shadows, whispering voices, faces on posters. If, when, why, what, how much have you got? Have you got it? Do you get it? If so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
We'll be right back.
best 90s and more. Max FM.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. Is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. We can dance if we want to. We've got all your life. We abuse it, never gonna lose it. Everything will work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. But we can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. But we can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. But we can dance. We can dance, everybody's taking a chance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance. Oh, it's safe to dance.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Men Without Hats safety dance. We're going to take a quick look at your weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 81. It'll be breezy. South winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Wind gust as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 68. Again, breezy winds 20 miles per hour. Gust as high as 35. Tomorrow, we'll start out sunny. We have afternoon shower and thunderstorm chances. It'll be later in the day. High of 76. Again, breezy winds 20 miles per hour. Gust as high as 35. Tomorrow night, we have chances of possible severe weather and thunderstorms. We are going to monitor that closely from the Max FM weather studios tomorrow night. And if need be, we will break into programming for that. On Thursday, showers and thunderstorms in the morning. Temperatures are falling to 46 degrees by 5 p.m. tomorrow night. Gusty winds. We're hoping the rain will be done just before a trick-or-treating starts. Friday, it's going to be sunny, a high of 52. Currently, it's about 69 degrees outside. Good morning, Emily. How you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. I'm doing great on this Tuesday. How are you?
I am fantastic, wide awake, ready to go. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, happy Tuesday. Are you wide awake because you've already been up for like 5 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, we'll get into that in a minute because I don't know why you wake up at 3 a.m, but apparently that's what happens to you and then weird things happen. So we'll go ahead and touch on that in a minute. But yeah, the weather, I got to say, I mean, you know, we live in Wisconsin, so weather is always the hot topic, but it is kind of hot. It's weird. Like I went out at, I don't know, 4:35 in the morning to let out my puppy and it was, like you said, t-shirts and shorts, windy, kind of eerie, but kind of nice. So I guess we'll take it. It's Halloween week, right?
It is. I couldn't believe it. I'm outside in shorts and a t-shirt this morning. I'm like, Yeah, this is what I'm wearing to work today. I'm not, no pants today. So I have shorts on. Everyone get that image out of your head right now. When Dave says he's not wearing pants.
It's only 7:15 in the morning. Come on, settle down. All right.
Well, we have rules in the home studio, believe it or not. And that is one of them. So that
is. I know who makes the rules. It's that dog. The dog is totally in charge of everything that's happening. I've seen the pictures. There's moments that there's breaks and there's a dog kiss needed. All the things. Yep. It's on schedule, right? I have the same thing happening.
It is. I mean, he's literally behind me watching me right now, supervising. So he loves it. So, yeah, it's fantastic. And he was out there this morning. So we're going to have a little fun this morning again. So as you mentioned, I woke up at 3 o'clock this morning. We got a text message, and it was spam. Let's put it that way. UPS wasn't sending us a shipment that we needed to deal with at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, you gotta be kidding.
So wait, the spam was from USPS or it was
someone supposedly saying they were them. So,
oh no, and
don't click on those links, people. I'm gonna say that right now. Anytime you get those unsolicited, 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever time they come in, they're junk. They're gonna try to fish you. Do not do that. I am an IT guy by trade, have done it for 32 years. And so, yeah, we were wide awake. So most people would try to go back to sleep. You know, that's what normal people would do, right?
No, don't tell us how abnormal you are in that you don't try to go back to sleep at 3 a.m. What did you do?
Well, you know, we're going to have a little fun with that. I'm not going to say everything I did, but I will say this. I was wide awake, and, you know, I happened to have a message from Corey Hartman, so I replied to him. He was also wide awake at 3 o'clock this morning. So we were texting and talking about maybe getting breakfast at this point because we're both wide awake at this time. Do you know how many things are open by 3:30 in the morning?
One? None?
Yes. Literally. One.
Oh,
and
one.
No restaurants.
Oh, boy. Did you guys go? What did you do?
No, we did not go. Well, I didn't go. I was trying to fall back asleep, but I kept chatting with him. He ended up getting up and going to a gas station and getting a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
People need to just give it a little bit of time. Like, there's some folks in my, you know, circle with some sleep issues. And, you know, I think that, well, from what I understand, and I mean, I'm not a doctor, that's for sure, but I do read a lot. And, you know, the anxiousness that comes from not being able to sleep is a cyclical thing that continues to happen to you because you can't sleep. So the more you look at the clock, I mean, this is quite obvious, but really it is this simple, is that, you know, you worry about getting back to sleep and so you can't get back to sleep. So you just kind of got to let, you know, like lean into that knowledge that you may not get back to sleep right away. And then eventually you'll wake up, it'll be morning, and it really does work. So sometimes it takes like an hour though, but it's better than going, staying up all night from 3 a.m. I've got to say that's, I wonder how he's feeling today. Do you think he just stayed up through?
No, he went back to bed about an hour ago. He had his breakfast sandwich, and he finally went to bed. He hadn't been to bed at this point or asleep at this point. And so, yeah, him and I were chatting. And so I'm going to let the cat out of the bag about one thing that is going to happen. Saturday at the 60s and 70s, Kevin's is on vacation this weekend. So guess what?
But
I'm coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning to the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to do the oldie show live from the Max FM studios with a very special guest, and I mean that in the nicest way, of course. Corey Hartman is going to be our special guest on Saturday. He's going to get behind the microphone for the first time in a couple of years. So,
oh, that's so fun. I did not know this. See, I don't know all the things. No one tells me anything. They just tell me to turn on the microphone.
See,
so I know nothing. I'm just as clueless as the rest of you out there about this funness. So that's going to be really exciting. I mean, Corey has a really, really, I mean, just talking to him in the room, his voice is really great. So I think that's going to be really fun for you guys and for the listeners to be able to hear the 60s. You said 60s and 70s, right, with you and Corey?
Yep.
Saturday? Awesome. So much fun.
Yeah, and that's going to be fun. Him and I have not done radio together in a couple years. And for those that do not know the whole story, the Reader's Digest version is 5 years I got into radio because of Corey Hartman. After the station moved 5 years ago, he needed some help with some things, so I helped him, thought that'd be the end of it, then got a little more involved with the radio station in December of 2019. And then January January 2020, asked if I want to learn how to do radio, just in case someone's ever sick to fill in. And, you know, that led to me being on Sundays and then eventually weeknights. That was supposed to be just for a month. And then, yeah, here we are now, doing a live morning show together.
And now here we are. You're so popular. They're like, okay, it's not just a minute. You're going to be on for a while, Dave. And that's fantastic. And then again, then the cape was born somewhere in this transition. That's when you got a cape and became Super Dave.
Well, believe it or not, the whole cape and tights thing goes back to my very first job from the early 90s. Oh. So yeah, there's some long history with this one. So yeah,
that was just a random guess on my part. Again, they didn't tell me anything. I know nothing. I'm just coming up with things as I go here. And the cape, I guess, has its own backstory. So that's for another time, but that's a great segue. Capes. What does capes make you think of? Who wears capes?
Superman, Halloween, you know. I think that, you know, trick-or-treating, and that's something that is a mainstay. And if for people that want to know trick-or-treating information, that is on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We made sure we got that information out there. So if you want to know when trick-or-treating is, basically in our listening area, 4 to 7 p.m., anyone that has their outside lights on, you can go trick-or-treating. You don't need a map. So don't worry about that. So again, go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page or just plan 4 to 7 p.m. Also, one thing before we get into the trick-or-treating side of things, I want to remind everyone, Election Day is 1 week away from today. Can you believe that, Emily?
Goodness, I can't believe it. It's gone really, really fast and also been really, really full of activity. So looking forward to getting to that day.
You and me both. And so you can go over to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. All the information is out there about the local early voting. You can vote early through Friday. If you want to find out more information about voting, go to civicmedia.us/vote. We put everything out on a web page. We want to keep it simple, and that's our goal, Emily. And it's like trick-or-treating. Do you think there should be an age limit on trick-or-treating?
So I have a couple of opinions about this. Shocking, I have opinions. So trick-or-treating is a super fun way to be out in the world and do stuff and kind of have that one night of just kind of being anonymous in your costume and running around with your friends. And it means something different to every age group. So, you know, my kids aren't real little anymore, but it was fun and intense when they were really small because you're carrying them and they don't know what they're doing. So you're going up to the door with them and everybody's schmoozing about how cute they are. And then as they get a little older, they want to be on their own, but it's still safety stuff. So you've got to be with them. And then as they get older, they want to be on their own, but you still want to know where they are because they're out at night, right? But it is a sense of independence. And instead of you making costumes, they're doing their own. And so there's a lot of, I think, just cool maturity and growth that can be represented by what happens to an individual on Halloween. I don't necessarily feel like that should just stop at a certain age. I think that's kind of an individual thing. I think it's a maybe sort of a community thing. Like if their friends are doing it still and people feel okay with that, and it's not this, you know, back in the day, there was kind of this, like, teenagers would go out and kind of mess with the little kids on Halloween when they were too old to trick-or-treat, but they didn't know what else to do with themselves. I don't really think that's a thing anymore. So I feel like if people are interested in it, I feel like they should get to do it with the understanding that it is a holiday more for, like, the littles. So if older kids want to do it, like, they should just be respectful about the fact that, you know, the age really that it's about is more of that a little bit younger, kind of under preteen age. But at the same time, I do want to, like, you know, on a personal note, a lot of these kids missed out on some stuff during, you know, the years of COVID. So I feel like there's a couple of years that people should still get to, like, do that party if they want and not have any kind of judgment on them. So I say go for it. I mean, go have a good time, you know, dress up, get some candy. Who cares?
I agree. And now there's some towns that are going to do trick-or-treating limits, like 13 or 14. Upper Deerfield Township in New Jersey is in the news after setting their age limit at 12. Someone asked 5,000 Americans how old is too old to trick-or-treat. Most people said somewhere in your teenage years. 43% said somewhere between 13 and 16. 16 or older was the most common.
Yeah, I can kind of feel that a little bit more. That answer was 15% of the vote, and then 13 years old was the next at 14%. So it's a little bit all over the board, but there's a similar kind of couple of years there. Some people think the cutoff should be even younger. 10% said 12 years old, 3% said 11, and 3% said 10, and 2% said even younger than that. 27% said no age limit. So, I mean, we're getting on to, you know, a third-ish of the population that was surveyed said 20, or said, excuse me, no age limit. So they're kind of in my boat. I don't know. I think it's fine either way.
I do, too. I think as long as you dress up, go out, have fun, you're not getting into trouble, go for it. I will give out candy to whomever is dressed up. That's always the way I've looked at it.
Yep.
I may or may not have
If you're coming to the door without a costume, you're not getting any.
No, you have to have a costume.
That's a general rule.
Yeah.
That's and just getting not... free candy. That's not what this is about.
Right.
You got to put the work in ahead of time to get
you
the
do.
Candy. That's kind of the exchange. I'm sorry. But, I mean, I have to say, like, myself, because, you know, there's a transition you go through as an adult, too, right? Right. You have when you have little kids, you take them out. But then when you're younger, kind of an older, you know, an older grown up kid, let's say in your 20s, you might attend Halloween parties. So you like to dress up again. And then, you know, when we started walking around with our little kids, we rediscovered that we love to dress up. We never really stopped.
Right.
I mean, we like Halloween a lot in my family. So then all of a sudden you have that same feeling of walking around in a costume. The leaves are blowing. And who cares if you're grown up? You don't have to go get the candy, but you can still enjoy the walk. So, you know,
exactly.
I think it's for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think there should be an age limit. Dressed up, then you're good to go. Coming over with a pillowcase and just wearing your t-shirt and jeans, no. Doesn't cut it. You got to be dressed up. That's how
I'm... David's standards of costumes. You don't get to just do the pillowcase with the... Ruin the pillowcase by putting holes in the eyeballs. You don't get to just do that. That doesn't cut it. So don't go to Dave's house if you plan on doing that kind of, like, half-baked costume.
Yeah, you got to at least put a little effort, you know? Just a percentage effort and you're good to go. I mean, you know, I used to hand out some beers occasionally when I was younger, when we first moved to Baraboo. So, yeah, we did that and then realized, probably not the greatest idea at that point.
But there is some grown-ups in our neighborhood that they will just, they'll put their fire pits out. I mean, it's really kind of a fun, like, celebration of nighttime and good feelings and kind of that feeling of being, like, a little bit wild. And I mean, the wind's going to be blowing this week, right? It's going to be kind of rainy, but, like, it's going to feel right, like Halloween. And, I mean, we've had some people in our neighborhood, they put out the grill, you know, they have a straight up party for the grown-ups, and why not? You know, their kids are out anyways, might as well celebrate. So I think it's great.
I do too. So I think it's a great thing to do. Have some fun with it. It's Halloween. Again, that's Thursday. So if you're on about Thursday after 4 o'clock, be extra careful. The kiddos are more focused on getting their candy than paying attention to traffic. So be careful while you're out there. And I'm going to plug this now because we got a little sideways on where we're headed. So birthdays and anniversaries, text those in 608-355-9970. The other thing we're going to have people text in, Emily, we're going to have them guess what I did after I woke up this morning.
You were making a Halloween costume. Just kidding.
That was just a random
guess.
Not it. And chatting with Corey has already been taken, so anyone that puts that in there. So text us 608-355-9970 or use the free Civic Media app. And guess what I got up and did this morning when I woke up at 3 a.m., got done chatting with Corey, because I've been up since 3 o'clock this morning and nothing to do with computers. That's the other
thing.
So nothing to do with computers.
Chat or text those guesses in, please. We had a fun time with the text line guessing on what Dave put on the smoker yesterday. So I think it's working out well. So let's hear from our listeners out there. Thank you so much. We'd love to hear from you. And also, quick reminder, Saturday night, I believe, is the fallback of the time change. So
it is.
The night, 2 in the morning, I think it falls back to 1 a.m. or something like that. So be aware, Sunday when you wake up, you're going to feel different because it's going to look different outside. So just a quick reminder on that. Text in your thoughts about what Super Dave was doing at 3 a.m. that has nothing to do with computers. Let's just, you know, just keep them coming in. It wilder, the better. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have some fun. So text in what you think I was doing when I got up at 3 o'clock this morning, 608-355-9970, or use the free Civic Media app to do that. The Morning Show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together on Max FM.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Ballway.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin. Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. Every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide 1 billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:30 on Tuesday morning. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is Duran Duran, Hungry Like the Wolf on Max FM. '90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning, 7:38 a.m. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those right around 7:50 this morning with our celebrity birthdays. So again, if you know someone that's celebrating a birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now. You can also use a free Civic Media app to do so. Also, thank you for everyone's guesses so far. We're guessing at what I did at 3 a.m. after I got done chatting with Corey Hartman because I was wide awake, and what else would I do at 4 o'clock in the morning? So text in what your guesses are. We're having a little bit of fun with that this morning. Again, our text line is 608-355-9970. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Freddie Freeman clubbed a two-run homer, giving him five in five straight World Series games to lead the Dodgers to a 4-2 win over the Yankees in New York. I'm Bill Scott. LA is up 3-0 in the series. They can wrap it up with a victory in Game 4 tonight. NFL Network is reporting the Packers caught a break with quarterback Jordan Love. Tests showed Love's groin injury just a strain. He will not be out long-term, but Love's status for Sunday's game against the Lions remains up in the air. Monday Night Football last night, Russell Wilson threw for 278 yards and a touchdown. Steelers knocked off the New York Giants 26-18. Bucks losing streak now at 3 after last night's 119-108 loss to the Celtics in Boston. Damian Lillard had 33. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 30. 2025 AmFam Championship will move to a team format at TPC Wisconsin next year. The three-day tournament will feature partners playing together, the first time that format has been a part of a Tour Champions event. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It was time to make our own Christmas traditions. For years, we've been trekking to both sets of in-laws, both Christmas dinners. It was just too much. So this year, we started to look for a place to get together in Alexandria, Minnesota. Christmas lights that will light up our kids' faces, a new adventure, create some wonder. It makes us wonder, why didn't we do this sooner?
Start planning your time together in the Lakes area. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny, windy, and warm today with record to near record highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. The wind out of the south gusting to 30 to 40. Tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 77 with some scattered rain and thunderstorms late tomorrow. Into tomorrow night, the rain could be heavy too with a half inch or more possible. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, check out Worthington, Minnesota. It is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
99.7.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:47 on Tuesday morning. The sun is up, a beautiful day ahead. You can't ask for a better October day. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text those in now, 608-355-9970. You can also use the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Miles. Tap on Max FM. Go to the bottom, sir, and click the text and get those into us now. We'll talk about those next and keep those guesses coming as to what Dave did at 3 o'clock this morning after waking up early. Here is Dexy's Midnight Runners on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:51 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, a high near 81, breezy, winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gust up to 35. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the low of 68. On Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms later in the day, high of 76. We're keeping an eye on it. Some of those storms could be severe later on Wednesday night. Thursday, shower, possibly a thunderstorm. Temperatures falling to 46 by 5 o'clock. We're hoping to have that rain out of here before trick-or-treating at 4 o'clock on Friday. Sunny with a high of 52. Currently 69 degrees outside. Emily, how you doing? Did you get everything taken care of?
Yes, everything is taken care of. Everything's gravy around here. Absolutely. And I have to say, cool. Did you just say it's already 69 degrees?
Yes, I did. So what it feels like right now is our low temperature tonight, if that tells you anything.
Woo! Well, it's beautiful outside. You know what I'm going to do today, Dave?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to take a motorcycle ride, I think, because why not? It's going to be 80 in October, and it's beautiful outside.
Nice.
So I think that's on the docket. Yeah, 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 for sure. But
I think you should.
More importantly, yeah, definitely. More importantly, I think we're going to talk about some October 29th birthdays, right?
Yes, we are. So as a quick reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, now's the time to text those into us, 608-355-9970, as well as guessing what Dave did at 3 o'clock this morning. I'll give you a hint. It was not dancing. So,
Come on.
No,
on,
no dancing.
No? No, come
no,
on.
No, I can't dance.
Okay. That's yeah. just for fun, but I got a laugh out of it, didn't I?
Yes, you did. So, nice try.
Yeah, yeah. You're
all right. So, let's take a look. Celebrity
birthdays.
I want
to do the first one. Me. You know why?
All right. It's all you. Go ahead.
Okay. Kevin Dubrow, 1955 to 2007. Quiet Riot's lead screamer. I mean, come on, dude. That
right?
guy. Amazing. Let's just say happy birthday out there for that. Okay.
Yes.
Let's see here. Christopher C.J. Wallace is 28 today. He's the son of Biggie, B.I.G., the Notorious. Those of us that grew up in that era, you got to just put your hands up for that. So happy birthday, Christopher Wallace. Let's see. Italia Ricci is 38. She played Emily Rhodes on Designated Survivor. I'm not familiar with that show, but I'm sure there's many who enjoy it.
Great show.
Yeah? Okay, good. I figured there'd be some people out there.
Yes, it's
Janet
a great
Montgomery,
show.
Janet Montgomery, 39, played Dr. Bloom on New Amsterdam. John Abrams, 47. He played Robert De Niro's reefer-smoking son, Denny, in Meet the Parents. So I'm going to go ahead and skip that next line.
Because he asked him if he was a pothead. And yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Because we don't want to blurt out something that may sound inappropriate. So
right.
yeah, that was a great movie, too.
Great movie. And there was a couple of those, I think. So yeah, that might be a good, like... binge-watching winter series for families
right.
who meet the parents, or older people.
Exactly. And let's see. Tracy Ellis Ross is 52, Diana's daughter, and Dr. Dre's wife on Black-ish. I said Dre's wife, not Dr. Dre. Gabriel Union is 52, Dwayne Wade's wife, and Jessica Alba's partner on the Bad Boys spinoff. Ellie's Finest, I've never seen that, so going to have to check that out. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know there was a spinoff for Bad Boys. Did you?
No. There's just way too much TV to watch. I just can't.
Right.
Life happens, and you've got to tear yourself away from the TV
right.
sometimes because there's just too many things. I mean, I think we can both say that we grew up and there was five channels. And now
exactly.
I don't even understand how to choose anything. I get really overwhelmed. Like, I'd rather go to the video store and pick out a movie because I see the picture on the front of the
right?
VHS. Yes, VHS.
VHS,
not even
yeah. Blockbusters. Not many of those
Speaking
around.
Of good
Let's
TV,
see.
Though, we better, I got to do this one because this is my favorite actors of all time. Winona Ryder is 53.
Yeah.
She plays Joyce Byers in Stranger Things, but more importantly to me, Beetlejuice, which just came out with
right.
a new movie this season. So go check that out. I heard it's amazing. I haven't gotten a chance to see it. She also was the main character on Heathers, which is one of my favorites. So if you like dark comedy Ooh. From the late 80s, early 90s, that is a weird movie. That's wonderful. So go ahead, Dave. What else we got?
All right. The next two are a couple of my favorites. Randy Jackson, 63 years old, dazzling member of Tito and the Jacksons, but not the Jackson 5, and also not to be confused with the guy from American Idol. I see I had everyone thinking that one. My favorite, Dan Cassianta, is 67. Dope. He's Homer on The Simpsons. He also does the voices of Grandpa Simpson, Barney Gumbo, Krusty the Clown, Groundskeeper Willie, and Mayor Quimby and Hans Molman.
Wow, that's a stretch. He's got a repertoire of voices he can do. That's really cool. I mean, that's really hard to do because they're all super different. I did not know that he played
they
all of them.
They are.
Wow. What a dude. Happy birthday.
Yes. I'll go ahead and let you wrap up the last two, and then
sure,
we're going to get
course.
Quiet Riot in here this morning. We're having some fun.
Yeah, I think you need to do that. Kate Jackson is 76. She played Sabrina Duncan, the original Charlie's Angels. Oh,
great
what a show
movie.
That was. What a show.
Yes.
They redid, obviously, that many times in the movies, and I think we had another
great show.
Great actor here. I believe he's an Oscar winner. Richard Dreyfuss is 77 today, and I love the connections that they make on these lists. Like, they just throw him Matt Hooper in Jaws. Like, that's his like role. He's
right?
just that guy. Like, why else list the million other movies he did that I think he won Oscars for? But
right.
he was the guy in Jaws. Let's throw our hands up for that because I mean that movie changed my life. Talk about scary stuff. I don't usually. You know, believe so much in the movies, but man, I saw that as a little kid, and it took me a long time to get over that in terms of going in the ocean. So thank goodness I live in a landlocked state because I was scared. What else we got? Let's see.
That
Danny
is
Lane,
it
the
for the list today.
Oh,
that's still
that's
around.
It for the list.
So, yeah, so
okay.
it was a good list.
Oh, yes,
so,
you're right.
Happy birthday and anniversary to anyone that's celebrating. As a reminder, you can text us into a 608-355-9970. Or if you want to text in your guess as to what Dave was doing at 3 o'clock this morning and not sleeping. So text those ideas, and we'll reveal that probably around 8:50 this morning, around calendar days. So we're going to stretch that out. So you still have time to guess. Keep those guesses coming in. So, Emily, what we're going to do is we're going to play Quiet Riot this morning. We have to do that one. So.
Have to mess up that playlist. Go for it, Dave. I believe in you.
All right. Sounds good. So we'll have Quiet Riot coming up, and then we'll be back right around 8:10. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.